Everybody looks so peaceful. Maybe I should just keep my mouth shut. Do you want a guided meditation? Okay, all right. Okay, so I've been thinking about trying to think of a creative way of using the guided meditation to help, you know, help calm the mind down. And living in the monastery, you know, we have a kitchen. And you get different... This is like this kind of catchphrase popped up into my mind. And because you get different nationalities there coming from different countries, you get Malaysians, you get Americans, you get Norwegians, you get Germans. And, you know, when something goes wrong in the kitchen, whether the Anagarikas haven't cooked the rice for breakfast for the monks to eat, or whether the Anagarikas have knocked over a bottle of juice and it's gone all over the floor. And basically the Anagarikas are the ones who wear white and they're training to becoming a monk. So whenever something goes wrong, there's one Anagarika who's Malaysian, and he says, "Don't worry, la." So when the rice is not cooked, "Oh, don't worry, la." When there's not enough food for the monks, "Oh, don't worry, la. They'll have enough. They'll get more food tomorrow. Everything will be okay." And it's a wonderful thing to hear such comments in the kitchen, because it does teach you something about how to live harmoniously in the kitchen or in a monastery, is not to worry about things when they go wrong. So I was thinking, if you can create harmony in a kitchen with so many different personalities, characters, people with strong wills, you know, people who are soft, and just using that phrase of "don't worry, la" can be so helpful. It can just dissipate any tension, you know, in the kitchen. So with today's guided meditation, I would like you to use that phrase whenever you have anything that comes up into your mind, you know, some sort of troubling thought. Just tell yourself, "Don't worry, la." Put a bit of fun into it, and then just see what happens. Because we all know it's just it's in our everyday language, the word "don't worry," and it just points in the direction of just forgetting about things, letting go, you know, throwing things away. So just saying those few words in your meditation when things are going tough, then it may be helpful, it may be useful. So we'll try that in the next half an hour, 45 minutes, and then we just see what happens. If it doesn't go well, don't worry, la. Sorry about that, but she's from Malaysia. She might get offended. Okay, so just first of all, just get into a comfortable position. Just make sure that, you know, you got your legs in the place, you got your legs in a place where you want them. You got your bum on the meditation cushion. And as always, it's nice to just bring your awareness to the present moment. And just allow your mind to anchor itself in the here and now. It's always nice, I think, to see if you can get in touch with the silence in the room. So for this guided meditation, I think a good object to pay attention to is, you know, the silence of the mind or the silence in this room. Can actually feel the quietness. The quietness is actually quite big. It's sort of like engulfing this whole room, your whole body, your whole mind. And you just sit in it. Be with it. If you are tired, just say to yourself, don't worry, La. Don't worry, La. Just see what kind of effect that has on your mind. And if you're thinking about family, just say to yourself, don't worry. And see what effect that has on your mind. You're not worried about things, you tend to create a separation between yourself and the thing that you were thinking about. And having that separation allows you to, you know, detach even more from the worries that you're having before. And in a sense, it just makes being in this moment more bearable, a lot easier to be with. So just be as quiet as possible. Be still. Feel the experience of stillness. You can actually feel like a sense of freedom in the quietude of the mind. You're tired, just say, "Don't worry." If you're angry, say, "Oh, don't worry. Now is not the time to worry about stuff."